I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Caitlin Calabrero is a freshman at Chatham High School. She enjoys spending time with her friends and family. She loves playing volleyball year-round. Caitlin lives in Chatham, New Jersey, with her two younger brothers and her younger sister. In the future, she hopes to become a doctor.
Too often in our lives, we find ourselves changing for others or trying to fit in. Whether we are trying to change our personalities or our appearance, I am sure that we have all experienced this feeling. I remember when I first heard about the 70s theme School Spirit Day. There I was in my second grade classroom, jumping up and down with excitement. As soon as I got home, I ran into my room and carefully picked out what I thought was the perfect outfit. I walked into school with a smile the next day, confident that everyone would love my outfit as much as I did. My best friend at the time slowly examined my outfit before asking me, "What are you wearing?" As her jaw dropped and she continued to stare, I looked around the classroom and noticed that none of my other friends were dressed up. At that moment, I began to question myself too. The neon-colored leggings and matching scrunchie that once seemed bright slowly began to fade. The rest of the day did not go as well as I thought it would. I was so upset that I wanted to leave school by the time the first bell rang. Normally, my teacher would have to tell me at least 10 times to be quiet, but that day was different. I didn't say a word. At the end of the day, I also hated my outfit, and if it had not been for those 4 words, I would have left school with a sense of confidence, not embarrassment. The next day, I picked out an outfit that I knew nobody would say anything about, even though I did not like it. As a second grader who thought Justice was the coolest place on earth, the last thing I wanted to do was blend in with everyone else, yet I felt like I was wearing a uniform. Eventually, I made new friends who never judged me for being myself. I always felt comfortable expressing myself around them, and I realized that true friends will never judge you for being who you really are. Although this may seem like a very small, insignificant moment to most people, this experience has taught me a lot about friendship and the power of words. After trying to change my appearance for so long, I finally realized that I should not be changing myself based on what others think. I believe that words can change someone's life, and I believe in being yourself, even if that means being different.